personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hello, this is my auto, and this is my key. And there is only one place I trust with Meineke. Meineke Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options and Meineke and American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign, whatever you can do. I'm serious, right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. Sam Peters for Congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to give you an example. One of the questions I asked Jesus Marquez is, what will in the final 39 days of this campaign, what will the Dems do? They're not going to go quietly. You know they're not. They don't give up power easily. And the question I asked Jesus was, simply put, are we going to see more of this, race card, gender card, Paul Ryan driving grandma off a cliff? I mean, that same sort of thing. It looks like, at least the evidence right now is that that's exactly what they're going to do. Here is a montage, courtesy of our friends at Fox, where the Dems play the race card in the final 40 days of the campaign. This is Cut 5, go.
The biggest fuel behind the Republican agenda is related to immigration and the fear that somehow America's character is going to be changed if people of darker shades, there are too many of them here.
You saw the rally in Ohio the other night. Trump is there ranting and raving for more than an hour, and you have these rows of young men with their arms raised. I thought, what is going on?
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
That's the sort of thing we're going to hear a lot of in the final 39 days. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Now, for those of you that don't know, 39 days to Election Day, 22 days to the start of early voting. And my understanding is that as early as next week, we could have ballots, the mail-in ballots going out into the U.S. Postal Service. God only knows when it'll get to you. I'm just saying, not that I'm a disbeliever, so to speak, but I don't trust the U.S. Postal Service. I'm sorry, but I don't. Coming up on the program, we're going to get a chance to visit with Ron Futrell. What are the chances that the Raiders will still be an ofer after four games? And I'll be honest with you, it has been shocking to me how this team has played. But they are the only winless football team in the National Football League. Did you know that? And I don't know that it's going to get any better. I really honestly don't. We'll talk about that with Ron Futrell coming up at 1:05. Then at 2:05, Daniel Dew from the Legal Policy Group Pacific Legal Foundation. There is finally a lawsuit, which I think is going to be great, talking about the student loan debt and how what the president did is blatantly unconstitutional. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, we're seeing some backups there on Interstate 15 northbound. There's a crash there at Charleston. That's affecting the two right lanes, and you're really stacked up there on Interstate 15 northbound past Sahara. Also, we're seeing some slow flows on the south side of Interstate 15 through the resort corridor there at Spring Mountain. Remember, those lane restrictions continue on 15 north. That's going to be between Warm Springs and Hacienda, and that project, part of the Tropicana Interchange progress, that's going to be taking place all the way through the month of October, and congestion on the Beltway, 215 westbound, at the 15 interchange.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. NFL this Sunday afternoon, the Raiders at home against the Broncos. Vegas looking for their first win, 0-3. The Broncos come in 2-1. Nevada football looking to snap a three-game losing skid after winning the first two games of the season. A chance to rest up. They've got the bye. They'll play again Friday, October 7th at home against Colorado State. Tonight, UNLV football at home. They're 3-1, hosting 2-2 New Mexico. Day off of the Diamondbacks on Thursday. They're on the road tonight visiting the Giants. 13-7 right-hander Merrill Kelly faces 6-7 ready Alex Cobb. The D-backs, 72-84, they've been eliminated from playoff contention. The 78-78 Giants still with an outside mathematical chance at earning a wild card. They've won 4 straight in 9 of 10. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police Captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the City Council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, gentleman Jim Dallas gently corrected me during the break. I had said, I believe, something about the Raiders being the only winless team, and they're the only 0-3 team. Only 0-3 team. Houston Texans are they had a tie, so they didn't get to 0-3 yet. anyway, we'll be talking with Ron Futrell top of the hour about what lies ahead against the Broncos coming up on Sunday, and it's going to be fascinating. It's going to be wild. I want you to hear Pam Bondi. She was on with, where was this, Eric Bolling on Newsmax, responding to Joy Reid on MSNBC, comparing victims of Hurricane Ian to the illegals that are coming across our border even as we speak. This is cut number two. This is Pam Bondi last night from Newsmax and Eric Bolling.
The dumbing down of America one day at a time over at MSNBC. Joyless Joy Reid compares Floridians fleeing Hurricane Ian to illegal aliens flooding the border. Watch.
And be careful about attacking people who have to move to save their own lives and safety, because you never know when it's your people that have to move, when it's your people who have to migrate, when it's your people who have to get on that road. So just a thought.
Oh, Joy, are you kidding me? Joy, 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 let me school you a little bit, my dear. The invaders coming across the border are breaking the law. The people leaving Florida are trying to save their own lives. They're legal here. They're not breaking any law going to Georgia or South Carolina. Join me now, former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. She's here with us. You want to weigh in on Joy Reid's insane metaphor of people fleeing a hurricane to people flooding the border?
Eric, as you know, and you just stated very well, the left, They're out to get us, first of all. They're out to get conservatives. And you know the sad thing about the stupid, idiotic remarks that she made, just baseless remarks. The dumb thing is people need help right now. She had a national platform. She could be on telling people, okay, the hurricane is over. You need to get generators, but don't put a generator in your house because you could die. There could be flash flooding. Be careful walking outside. There are all kinds of things that she could have been saying to unite people and bring people together. And that's what our party does. That's what we do in the case of tragedy, in the case of things like a hurricane. Yet she's out there trying to be more divisive, trying to cause problems. It's ridiculous what she said. It doesn't even make sense, and she knows it.
Pam,
it's just a shame for our country that it's come to that point, that they've evolved that much.
As a former Attorney General of Florida, someone who's spent a lot of time down here, does it scare you that the left is using this hurricane to promote their political agenda? I heard Joy Reid also and others now blaming climate change on this once, in, as DeSantis says, 500-year storm.
It doesn't surprise me at all, Erica. I don't think it surprises you either. That's what they do. That's what they're good at, because they have no agenda. Look at the America First agenda. Lower taxes, protecting our borders, anti-drugs, school choice. And that's everything that we have. They have nothing to stand on. And as Stephen Miller was just saying, look at what our president right now, Joe Biden, the current president, is doing, not doing. He doesn't even know what time of day it is. So they have to come after us on a hurricane, on a natural disaster, an act of God in the state of Florida, and they're going to attack us on it. You know, folks in Florida just want to be safe. They need to get out of here when the hurricane hit us. And, you know, we still have, it's still hurricane season. More can happen. Yet they're trying to cause problems. I mean, look at the graphics that you're showing, how horrible that hurricane was for the state of Florida. Now it's up in South Carolina. But instead of using her platform to do good and try to unite people and try to bring people together, they're trying to cause more anger and hatred. And that's right along the lines with them, with the riots, with defunding the police, with BLM, hey, with Pam, all of this stuff.
Pam, I got about 20 seconds or so, but back to Joy Reid. She said this last night. That hurricane last night was still on land in the state of Florida, maybe around Orlando. People are literally praying for their own lives, and she's using it as a political moment. Final thought.
Great point, Eric. I mean, people were literally losing their lives. People were homeless. People were drowning in cars. Law enforcement, they were out risking their lives to try to save the lives of Floridians and help people. Yeah, it's horrible what she was doing. But you know what? People aren't buying it anymore. People aren't buying what the left is doing because they have no agenda other than hatred.
There you have it. Pam Bondi, former AG in the state of Florida, and a pretty smart lady on with Eric Bolling last night on Newsmax. It's not surprising. And one of the problems that we face is that while the Big Mo is on the side of Republicans and conservatives, I will tell you, in the final 39 days before Election Day, the Dems are not going to go quietly. What to expect from them? We'll talk about that coming up in our next segment. And I'll open up our phone lines to you at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. What is it you expect from the Demo Rats? Is it going to be more of the race and gender cards? Here's the thing that I haven't heard much of lately, but I think we're going to hear more of, and that is tying Trump to Republicans. To hell with the economy or anything else or education or any of the other failures of the Biden administration. This is all going to come down. They're going to try and make it a referendum on Donald J. Trump. And Donald J. Trump's not on the ballot. Hate to say it, folks, but he's got to wait another 2 years to be on the ballot. By the way, I just saw a poll in Missouri, and it showed that by a 51-37 margin, Trump beats Biden in the state of Missouri. Now Missouri is a pretty reliable Republican state, but there are new numbers in. In fact, Pennsylvania numbers are in as well from Emerson College. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth Opportunity Pack.
Back by popular demand, the showroom at South Point presents the ultimate entertainer, Frankie Shinta.
Hey everybody, let's hit some.
You get the whole nine yards, song, dance, mixed in with a touch of comedy. September 30th and October 1st. Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com, or charge by phone 702-797-8055. Frankie Shinta at the South Point.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hey, it's Mr. Pink. You know what I want to talk to you guys about? We got your muscle car needs. Here at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, we are your Mopar power brokers. I got all the muscle cars like the Challengers, the Chargers, the SRTs, the Hellcats, the Scat Packs, the wide bodies, the skinny bodies, whatever you want, we got it, right? Because we're your Mopar power brokers. Here at Sahara, we got all that horsepower and a muscle car you need for the price that you deserve. Here at 5050 West Sahara, on the corner of Sahara and Decatur, Mr. Pink is waiting for you to give you what you deserve. Come see us. You know who sent you. Mr. Pink, baby.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. Good to have you a part of the show. In fact, let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. I heard a speech from Dmitry Medvedev today, who's the Russian defense minister under Vlad. And he said today probably one of the scariest things I've heard in my life. He said, Russian strategic weapons will be used if NATO or the West attacks any of the areas that have been just annexed by Russia, which that is Luhansk and Kherson area and Donbass. If any of these areas are now attacked by Ukraine and Zelensky and the Azov battalion specifically, they will use strategic weapons. And what that means, those are the ones that have the silos with the nukes in it. So that's not good. And also today, which were spotted by people over there by Finland and in the Kaliningrad area, Vlad has now moved 3 MiG-31 airplanes to the Kaliningrad area, and they are equipped with 100 kiloton nuclear bombs on them. They have been seen attached to the MiG-31s. So we are about 11:59. We got about 30 seconds to the end of the world if we're looking at the doomsday clock.
Yeah, yeah. You are right. You are exactly right. Brady, thank you, man. I appreciate it. By the way, did the Earth move for you earlier today? It did not for me. We're being told there was an earthquake. And, gentlemen, Jim Dallas has been tracking this story all morning. What is the latest that we know about this earthquake?
Yeah, it was a small earthquake in terms of the Richter scale. It was a 2.5 magnitude, and it was in the area of North Las Vegas. It hit about 8:06 this morning at the Craig Ranch Regional Park off of Craig Road. So they say the quake was about 7 miles deep for what that's worth, but I remember I lived in California for a dozen years back in the 80s and early 90s, and I experienced a 5.9 quake in Palm Springs, and it was very close, and it was 5 miles from where we were, and it rattled the whole house. It did indeed, and it did kind of shake you up a little bit, and it lasted, I would say, a good 15 seconds, which was kind of jarring. But this was just minor on the Richter scale. But apparently some people did feel it.
I live on the southwest side of town, and I didn't feel a thing. That is really weird. And you live, what side of town do you live on?
I live fairly central. It's southeastern, close to Henderson, but not Henderson.
Wow. And you didn't feel a thing?
I didn't feel it. No, not a thing.
Wow.
Because it's a 2.5. Now, again, they grow exponentially for every Richter rating. So if it was a 3.5, we probably would have felt it. And a 4.5, we definitely would. And if it was a 5.5, everybody would be talking about it.
Yeah, yeah. I got to admit, I was up and around and out and about, and I didn't feel a thing. The worst I ever had, I believe, was a 5.2 when I lived in Seattle years and years ago, probably 20 years ago. I noticed I had drawn a bath, and I could see the water rippling, and I'm going, now why is that? Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize it, but my dog Sandy noticed it big time. Started howling like crazy.
We had one maybe about 18 months ago, maybe a couple of years now. All comes together. But I was pulling into the carport at my house, and as I pulled in there, my car started, you know, kind of shaking up and down. Like I was going, what is going? Yeah. I'm going, what's wrong with my car? And I later found out that that we had experienced an earthquake. So
yeah.
I think it was more than a 2.5, and I definitely felt that one.
Wow. Let me, while I've got you, because we're going to be joined by Ron Futrell coming up in just a few minutes. Your thoughts on Sunday and the Broncos and the fact that, it looks like the Raiders are going to be at least 0-4 maybe after this. What do you make of this matchup with the Broncos?
I think this is a good spot for the Raiders. I mean, they certainly, I think on paper, they're better than an 0-3 team. And certainly they had a little bit of rough luck last week. And I wish Derek Carr would quit throwing interceptions in the red zone. And that's really something that they have to clean up if they're going to be serious about getting back into this race. And you look at the Denver Broncos, Kevin, they haven't been exactly on all cylinders on the offense.
They've been awful.
And they still have eked out two wins. Now, one of them was against the Houston Texans, one of those winless teams. But still, I mean, they barely beat them. So this is a good spot for the Raiders to get on the board and kind of, you know, get things going. I mean, it feels bad. Every loss, it just hurts so much because there's only 17 games.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can get – I like the spot here. I'm not going to bet on it because you never know what you're going to get.
What's the line?
I haven't checked yet because I'm not going to bet on it. But I'll check for you.
Okay, fair enough. Gentleman Jim Dallas joining us. He'll be joining us throughout the show as well. Coming up, Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. He's been covering the Raiders since training camp, and he is ready to rock and roll. And we'll see if they're going to finally get on the board with a win. I hope so. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, have you heard the latest Steve Sisolak scandal?
You mean the cover-up and federal investigation about that COVID testing scandal?
That one's all over the news, but no, there's another one. He's hooked up with our county commissioner, Justin Jones, on this one. Sisolak traded his vote for a political favor, and the deal was orchestrated by Justin Jones. Now the whole scam is in court.
Sounds like two dirty politicians, if you ask me.
Yep. And Jones was caught trying to destroy the evidence about the Sisolak scandal.
Of course he was.
This is the same guy who had a judge say he tried to deceive the court and said Jones had serious violations of candor.
Sisolak and Jones, what a pair.
Justin Jones is up for re-election this November. Can't imagine why anyone would vote for this guy.
Won't be getting my vote.
Mine either.